This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
At the beginning of the program, Alex Jones laid out for you the fact that Hillary Clinton, in her own book, revealed that she herself had gotten warm and fuzzy with Vladimir Putin in a secret meeting in which he took her to a special room. They bonded over stories about their families. She asked them about the famous Russian tigers. Now, she does an about-face and accuses Donald Trump of being in the pocket of Putin. Hillary Clinton? Hypocrisy? Seriously? Perhaps you haven't read the Clinton's War on Women. This woman is an evil, greedy, foul-mouthed, short-tempered, corrupt witch. And why she has not been prosecuted, while Donald Trump and his family are persecuted, is an extraordinary example of the bias of the mainstream media and the fact that the Trump Justice Department is still in the hands of Obama-Clinton operatives. We also have extraordinary news in that The Intercept reports that the Ecuadorian government is about to pull the rug out from under valiant journalist Julian Assange. The clamor on the American left to extradite and prosecute Assange is extraordinary. At the same time, they are praising the Washington Post in a new movie for publishing classified information regarding the Vietnam War. When Julian Assange publishes classified information, they want him prosecuted. Even the Obama Justice Department determined that if Assange was prosecuted, you would have to prosecute the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and numerous other mainstream media outlets that have obtained classified information from whistleblowers and published it. That is what journalists do. That is the epitome of a free press. This can boomerang badly on the mainstream media and the intelligence agencies because Assange himself, of course, knows where he got the DNC material. He has offered publicly on numerous occasions to prove that he didn't get it from the Russians. Amazingly, of course, the Justice Department and our CIA and FBI have never taken him up on his offer. Does anyone think that if he is extradited to the United States and put on trial, he will not reveal for the world to see that the Russians probably didn't really hack the DNC at all? One person knows where he got the information, and that would be Julian Assange. Many months ago, I wrote a piece for InfoWars in which I advocated a pardon for Julian Assange. I feel stronger about that now than I did then. This crusading journalist has never, in the 11 years that he has been publishing, ever been accused of publishing information that was not correct, authentic, and accurate. Can the Washington Post or the New York Times say that? We're going to put up a petition at InfoWars of Americans urging the president to pardon this heroic journalist. The idea that he will be extradited to the United States is an abomination. He is a journalist, perhaps one of the most influential journalists in the country today. And he is living in squalor. He is in bad health. He is in a virtual captive in a tiny closet that they call the Ecuadorian embassy. This must come to an end. It is time for Julian Assange to be released, and I urge the president to consider a pardon. When we come back, I'm going to review some of the extraordinary specials we have going on at the InfoWars.com store. Some of our very best products are available now at a very, very deep discount. And my personal favorite, BrainForce Plus, is 50% off. That's right, 50% off. We need your help at the InfoWars store now to keep the fight for freedom moving forward.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Bernie Sanders, and I know a lot of my supporters may not believe this, but I listen to Roger Stone whenever he's on InfoWars. It's a great program, at least in my opinion.
So one of the great and incredible claims of last week is that Donald Trump should trust his own intelligence agencies. Let's take a look at that for a moment. First of all, there's General James Clapper. He lied under oath to the U.S. Senate about whether the United States had a metadata collection program on American citizens in violation of the Constitution. The releases by Edward Snowden and The Intercept proved that Clapper was lying. Then there's Andrew McCabe. He lied about being the leaks about the dossier to the media. Then, of course, there's James Comey, the former FBI director. He lied about the broad mosaic of evidence that justified the surveillance warrant on Carter Page, among other things. And then, of course, there is Robert Mueller. He lied about the cover-up of the fact that 5 of 9 hijackers were reportedly training at a Sarasota-based flight school and covered up the ties between the family that was harboring the hijackers and the 9/11 plot. And then, of course, there's the biggest liar of them all, John Brennan. Joining us on the War Room tomorrow, John Guandolo, an FBI counterintelligence expert, joins us on the question of John Brennan and whether or not he converted to radical Islam, as I reported in several of my books, and whether John Brennan is indeed the centerpiece, the mastermind of the bogus dossier, and whether he's lied to the Congress about it. We know that John Brennan lied about spying on a U.S. Senate committee that was fulfilling its oversight role in investigating the CIA's illegal use of torture. John Brennan is a psychopath who continues to threaten the President of the United States on Twitter. Wait till you see what Mueller has, Brennan tells us. Wait a minute. John Brennan is a private citizen. How would he know what Mr. Mueller does and does not have? This is the same John Brennan who supported the Communist Party candidate for president in 1976. The same John Brennan who admitted in a lie detector test that he was a member of the Communist Party, but who was nonetheless confirmed to be Barack Obama's CIA director. We also know that Brennan, when stationed in Ridda as the CIA's station chief, converted to radical Islam. John Guandolo of the FBI joins us tomorrow to flesh this out at the War Room at 5 o'clock Eastern. Join Owen Schroyer and I as we prosecute the case against one of the most dangerous deep state liars of them all, John Brennan. So should the president, based on the records of Clapper, McCabe, Comey, Mueller, and Brennan, trust our intelligence services? The last president who trusted them was John F. Kennedy, and we know how that worked out. Now, we're going to go to the phones. I'm a little at a loss. I think Jesse of Pennsylvania is on the line. Let's go to that call.
Roger, how's it going, man? Love the show. Love the product.
Just ordered Thank
some
you.
Toothpaste, got some bodies. But I wanted to ask you, how fast and how soon this whole Russia thing and the book and Hillary, can we get that to Trump right at his fingertips and get that out to the tweet? And also, how quick do you think, if any, justice in the future for all of it?
Well, Jesse, this is one of the confounding questions as to why the president has not moved to terminate Rod Rosenstein, the man who admitted in the New York Times that he was furious when Trump exposed the fact that he had written the memo explaining why and how Comey should be fired as FBI director, and who appointed Robert Mueller as the special counsel, despite the fact that Mueller had interviewed with President Trump for the job of FBI director as well as the job of attorney general. Thus, he had a conflict and a motive to oppose the president based on being passed over for those two jobs. Mr. Rosenstein got his first job in government from Mr. Mueller. This whole thing is a fetid mess. Some around the president have told him that if he fires Mr. Rosenstein, Mr. Sessions, Mr. Mueller, that he will be impeached. On the contrary, if he does not fire them, they intend to charge the president with some bogus process crime this October to give the Democrats something to run on. They can't run on their positive program for the economy or on trade or on immigration or any other issue because they have no programs. Their entire party platform boils down to, we hate Donald Trump. He should understand soon that the Mueller investigation is a speeding bullet and it is headed his way, and that Mueller and his deep state allies will continue to press for an interview with the president, which experts like Alan Dershowitz and Judge Andrew Napolitano have correctly labeled a perjury trap. Thank you very much for your call. Let us hope the president will realize soon that these gentlemen need to be terminated and then prosecuted. Let's go back to the phones. We've got about 3 minutes left. Paul in Las Vegas, what's on your mind, Paul?
How you doing, Roger? I wanted to thank you personally for the brain force. Now that I've been taking it, I have a patent. I've really been working hard to better my life. Your products are great. I wanted to thank Alex and everybody for all you guys do around there as well. I think with the Mueller situation, what we've got going on is not only a witch hunt, but when you say the leftovers, they're all corrupt, and they know that they're going to be going down with the ship. I think that's why they're all fighting against people like you and the former guest. They're going after people like that because you guys have the goods on them, if you will, just from the timeline situation. And the one time when you were talking, you was explaining about the WikiLeaks thing. You definitely predicted that. I remember I was listening to the show, the very show where you said, the next shoe to drop will be the Podesta's time in the barrel, whatever. You predicted everything because you were doing your homework. You know what I'm saying? These people shouldn't be doing anything to you but listening to what you have to say about all the crimes these people are committing.
Ironically, Julian Assange himself has said Roger Stone never said or tweeted anything that we at WikiLeaks hadn't already published or announced ourselves. All one had to do was pay attention. So it is extraordinary that this witch hunt continues. But I must tell you, the cost to me and my family is extraordinary. You see, if they come up empty-handed on Russian collusion, if they can find no collaboration with WikiLeaks, which they won't. They have to bastardize my now iconic tweet regarding John Podesta because I said the Podesta's time in the barrel. Podesta's, apostrophe S, possessive, two brothers, John and Tony, whose extensive Russian business dealings had been reported in the Panama Papers in April of 2016. You see, I didn't predict or foreshadow that Podesta's emails would be published by WikiLeaks. I had no idea that that was going to happen. I never said anything whatsoever about his emails. This is more of the Trump derangement syndrome of the mainstream media and the far left, who just can't accept the fact that Hillary Clinton got walloped by Donald Trump in one of the most improbable come-from-behind victories in American history. Thank you so much for your call. On the other side, we're going to go back to the phones. That number, again, if I may, 877-789-2539. I'm on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be taking your questions. Give us a call.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. Tomorrow, Owen Schroyer and I will bring you a special report on U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and her efforts to cozy up to Indian gaming interests in an effort to bolster her phony claim of being a Native American. That full expose tomorrow on the War Room. Not to mention the violent attack today by Warren supporters against one of Elizabeth Warren's leading Republican opponents. We'll break it all down for you tomorrow on the War Room. That's 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. We are going to go back to the phones, but my lawyers and my wife would be very upset if I didn't mention to you that the witch hunt that I have been subjected to, the lawsuits by an Obama-blessed group based in Washington, the lawsuit against me by the Democratic National Committee, sore loser lawsuits, the investigation of the House Intelligence Committee, the investigation of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the investigation of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller are costing me hundreds of thousands of dollars and literally threaten to destroy my family and bankrupt me. You'll find stories online that say Roger Stone is worth $20 million. That is false. Those are probably put online by David Brock and the folks at Media Matters to discourage you from giving me the vital help I need. Please take a moment and go to StoneDefenseFund.com and help me fight this deep state takedown effort, this effort to smear me, accusing me falsely of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or some nonsense regarding the criminal John Podesta's emails. This is nothing less than an effort to punish me for the simple crime of supporting Donald Trump for president. I need your help. I do not exaggerate the cost. Before I am finished fighting the deep state attempts to destroy me, I will be millions of dollars in debt. Please take a moment to go to StoneDefenseFund.com. And while you're at it, don't forget that Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars are fighting essentially the same war. That's right, bogus lawsuits, harassment lawsuits with no basis in fact or reality, but designed to generate the most vicious negative headlines possible, and then be used as an underlying rationale to censor InfoWars off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of television, off of radio. You see, the left cannot win a battle of ideas. The left cannot win a debate regarding the issues. And now their answer is the heavy-handed play of censorship. Alex Jones is going to have to spend millions of dollars in the courts fighting these efforts to shut InfoWars down. Do Alex Jones and I exaggerate the dangers? Not in the slightest. The Mueller investigation has the deep pockets of the taxpayers. He's just brought on a whole new platoon of left-wing Democrat prosecutors, spending millions more, and still hasn't produced an iota of evidence of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. At best, he has exposed some ham-handed Russian meddling that appears to have had no effect in our election. So please, take a moment to go to the Infowars.com site. When you get there, there's a special place to go where you can make a contribution. If you're not in the market for one of our terrific nutraceuticals, now at bargain basement prices, if you're not going there to buy my book, Stone's Rules, or my other book, The Making of the President 2016, well, you can give a generous contribution of $25, $50, $100, $500. Yes, some InfoWarriors have given as much as $1,000. Why? Because they know we are the tip of the spear. Because they know we are the resistance. Because they know that Alex Jones is controlled by no multinational corporate advertiser. We answer only to you. InfoWars is completely listener and viewer financed. We don't have a right-wing George Soros writing huge checks to underwrite the activities of our investigative journalism. And therefore, we need you to look at these terrific specials, whether it is Knockout, Silver Bullet, Super Male Vitality, so many of these products at 50% off. How does Alex Jones do this? I often think these products are loss leaders. Here's the secret. He knows that if you try these products, there's an overwhelming possibility, likelihood, that you will be satisfied, and then you will go to reorder through our auto ship program. That keeps the war for freedom and the First Amendment well funded. That's how he can afford these deep discounts. Please go to the InfoWars store now and grab your copy of Stone's Rules. When I come back, I'll tell you how you can get your copy of my newest book, A Road Manual for Victory, personally autographed and mailed back to you, an offer that I have set up for InfoWarriors only. If you purchase the book now at InfoWars and you mail it to me with your receipt demonstrating that that's where you bought it, I will sign it and return it to you at my own expense. Again, though, this is only for people who buy the book at the InfoWars.com store. You can help me, you can help the Stone family, you can help InfoWars, and you can read my personal analysis of maxims and guidelines and rules that I have learned in a successful career of 40 years in the public arena. I'm very proud of this book. It's kind of like Machiavelli's The Prince or Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Yet you'll find handy information that goes well beyond politics about food, fashion, automobiles, and a myriad of subjects that cover the many things I have learned in 40 years working for three American presidents. I'm Roger Stone. You're at the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come back and take more of your calls. That number, 877-789-2539. We haven't gotten in as many calls as I had hoped, so we're going to try to get you back into the queue. Please call in now with your call for me on any topic at all, and I will be pleased to let you know the inside story on Washington and the deep state takedown attempt against our president. I'm Roger Stone. I'll be right back.
So excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
All right, a great track there by the Rolling Stones, a story, a song, Carol, written by the great Chuck Berry, and, of course, kind words of my friend, Senator Bernie Sanders. Clearly, that was an impressionist. I think you probably figured that out. So we're going to go back to the phones, because I know a lot of InfoWarriors have questions. The news coming out of Washington, the assault on the president because he has put peace ahead of politics, has left a lot of InfoWarriors' heads spinning, because the viciousness of the mainstream media and the hypocrisy of those who refuse to acknowledge that from a policy point of view, Donald Trump's administration has been much tougher on the Russians than Barack Obama ever was. The sanctions sting. That's why Putin would like to have them removed. The idea that the president somehow capitulated to Putin is nonsense that is meant to continue to foster their phony Russian collusion narrative. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Virginia, you're on the line with the Alex Jones Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Rod, what's going on? When I seen you on today and I seen your name in the news this past week, it had me thinking, why is the deep state targeting Roger Stone again? Because you were supposed to be dead when they tried to attack. It was going to make that Lucifer 2.0 thing stick. But by the grace of God, you know, you're still with us. But I think so. That made somebody in the deep state very angry. So that's why they hit you with all these bogus lawsuits and stuff. But it has to be more than just because you support the president. What else do you think that you could have done or?
Well, I think this is payback for the fact that I wrote the definitive opposition dump on Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Clinton's war on women. I outlined in great detail the fact that Bill Clinton has sexually assaulted or raped multiple women, and that Hillary Clinton was the cleanup officer, that it was Hillary Clinton who ran the nasty lawyers and the heavy-handed private detectives in an effort to silence those women. I also worked with others, including Joel Gilbert, the brilliant Hollywood documentary producer, to introduce America to Danny Williams. Danny Williams is indeed the son of Bill Clinton, banished from Bill Clinton's life by Hillary Clinton. 38 million Americans saw the Danny Williams story, Banished is the name of the documentary, which debuted right here at InfoWars. So yes, I am a target of the deep state. This is payback for the fact that I not only supported Donald Trump, but I stripped away the fraudulent narrative that Hillary Clinton was an advocate for women when in fact she was a terrorizer of women. And many African Americans learned about Hillary Clinton's abuse of Danny Williams. Danny Williams is a fine young man. He works two jobs to support his five children, a job by day and a job at night. I think he works in a meat packing plant by day and a 7-Eleven at night. His father is worth $300 million. I have exposed the truth about Danny Williams, and that is one of the many reasons why Bill and Hillary have insisted that their longtime hitman, Robert Mueller, take me down. But he has no evidence of Russian collusion, no evidence of WikiLeaks collaboration, and therefore the question is an obvious one. Will they manufacture some other offense, something that has nothing to do with the 2016 election, either to silence me and get me off of InfoWars, where I join Alex Jones as the leading critic of the Mueller investigation, better known as a witch hunt, a fishing expedition, or is it because they want to pressure me to testify against the president? I've known Donald Trump for 39 years. If they think that they can squeeze me to testify against him and to bear false witness against him on the issue of Russian collusion, they will be sadly disappointed. But to fight them, I need all of you and all of my supporters and friends to go to stonedefensefund.com, as I said earlier. Thank you so much for your call. I think that explains why I have been targeted. Let's go back to the phones. Pastor Sam in Mexico, joins us now at the InfoWars hotline right here at the Alex Jones Show. Pastor Sam.
Roger, first, I'd like to thank you for freeing me from brass tailor buttons. Stone's rule number 23, the blazer, is the foundation of the gentleman's wardrobe. I've gone to strictly Porfirio Ruby Rosa style buttons on your recommendation and made it part of my personal style. And I'm very liberated. You've helped me a great deal.
Well, for those who don't know, Porfirio Rubirosa was one of the great playboys of the 1940s and 50s, and he was known as one of the best-dressed men in the world. A well-cut, well-made navy blue blazer in single or double-breasted, in three-button or two, is a fundamental for any young gentleman's wardrobe, a very key element of Stone's rules. So, Pastor Sam, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on the fact that Donald Trump has finally put the Federal Reserve in the crosshairs. It appears that he started with an offhanded comment as far as not being thrilled about the raising of interest rates, but now it comes out in CNBC Today, published on InfoWars, that he's making major steps to appoint a number of directors to the Federal Reserve that could change the whole monetary policy of that entity.
Yeah, you know, I was very pleased. As someone who is a longtime admirer of Ron Paul, the last vote I cast as a Republican before I switched briefly to the Libertarian Party was for Ron Paul in the Florida Republican presidential primary. Then when Donald Trump staged his hostile takeover of the GOP, I switched back to the party of my ancestors. But as an admirer of Ron Paul and an admirer of Rand Paul and an aficionado of their very apt criticism of the Federal Reserve, I was very pleased by the president's comments. He clearly understands the manipulation of the economy. We're cruising along at 4% economic growth. Almost 3.4 million jobs have been created since Donald Trump became president. Donald Trump is a businessman who understands the Fed intimately and has had the courage, unlike other presidents, to criticize them when they try to manipulate our money. Great question, Pastor Sam. Thanks for calling in. We've got about a minute to go. That's just enough time to remind you that we have some incredible specials going on at the InfoWars.com store. Some of our very best products, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, The Real Pill, Knockout, these are among our most popular and effective products, and they are now all at 50% off. Please help us in the war for freedom. As Alex Jones says, it's a 360-degree win. You win, we win, and America wins when you shop at the InfoWars.com store.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals.
Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Do you worry that, is it time for the Fed to be doing what it's doing? Do you just to get a policy question in, should they be raising rates on the trajectory that is indicated?
You know, I put a very good man in the Fed. I don't necessarily agree with it because he's raising interest rates. I'm not saying that I agree with it, and I don't
real
necessarily
estate guy
agree
too.
With it. I
yeah.
must tell you, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled because, you know, we go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again, and I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best. But
that's the bite I was looking for. Donald Trump, businessman. Donald Trump, entrepreneur. Donald Trump, job creator, understands the vital role that interest rates play in the resurgence of the American economy. They told us under Barack Obama that 4% economic growth was structurally impossible. And the average economic growth, that is the GDP, under Barack Obama was about 1.5%. Let me point out that the president's corporate and personal tax cuts have still not had sufficient time to get the complete traction that I think they will ultimately gain to turbocharge this economy. And that is why the left is so hysterical. Because as the economy grows, the president's political support in the country grows and is galvanized, making their efforts to void the 2016 election on the basis of some fraudulent claim of Russian collusion harder and harder to pull off. So let's go back to the phones now. That number, for those of you who still want to get a call in, 877-789-2539. That's the InfoWars hotline, direct to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and we're going to go to Scott in Missouri. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Scott, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Roger. I was curious because I was thinking about the Nexium scandal from, you know, that broke a few months ago. I know your name was mentioned in various circles. I had a quick observation about it because it does appear there is one problem with the Nexium narrative, that it does appear to coincide with something that was documented on InfoWars in the spring of 2008, and that is the blackmail honeypot against then New York Governor Elliot Spitzer, which this article written by former InfoWars, of course, ally Wayne Madsen mentioned your name as perhaps being involved with. And I wondered, what is your defense for that? I mean, you know, you say that you were simply the whistleblower of Nexium, but this would coincide around a honeypot operation that is, your name has been said to be implicated with.
I'm delighted that you asked this question. I think these are very separate scandals. As I think Frank Parlato, the crusading journalist at Art Voice in Buffalo, who is more responsible than anyone breathing for exposing the Nexium scandal, has reported, I never saw any evidence that this was any kind of sex cult, but nonetheless, I terminated my relations with them and became a source for Parlato. In the question of Elliot Spitzer, does Mr. Madsen claim that Governor Spitzer was not patronizing prostitutes, was not using multiple call girl rings at the same time that he was prosecuting others for patronizing prostitutes? His issue, since I'm a libertarian, I think prostitution by adults, of course, should be legal. I think his crime was hypocrisy. But the idea that I participated in any kind of sex cult with Nexium, no. I saw the thing as a financial fraud. And therefore, after working for them for about 2 months and learning that they didn't understand how our system of government worked, and seeing all these rich little girls signing over their trust funds to Keith Raniere and his hench people, I blew the whistle on Nexium. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phones. We have about 5 minutes left. Let's see. How about Carlos in Canada? Carlos, are you still with us?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Stone. I just wanted to draw attention to the Benghazi attack that has been covered up quite effectively, but in fact is principal and should be key in any attempts by Hillary Clinton to be a candidate for president. The evidence since the Benghazi attack now has shown an indisputable case that the CIA was at the time shipping arms and missiles from the U.S. control facilities towards from Libya towards Syria, and the cover up of this, which the transactions didn't go well, but as it turns out, 4 Americans died under the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton efforts. In particular, Ambassador Christopher Stevens, who had been doing much of the dirty work, pushing the drug business, pushing the guns, and pushing even children, and I repeat, children, in this sordid affair, was actually betrayed and left to die, killed by a group that was run by the Secretary of State administration as a cover-up because things were going not well. This is something that I believe has been covered up terribly, and the individuals who are now attacking the president should be aware of the fact that Americans need to know the truth of what really happened in Benghazi. She alone set up Ambassador Stevens by denying protection, and she transmitted by email from her private server by herself the location where the ambassador was and the evidence of his travel plans. There were 1,000 emails between Hillary Clinton and General Petraeus that were not turned over to the original FBI investigation. Americans should know what were in those 1,000 emails. And as you know, General Petraeus, who would have been forced to testify and not take the Fifth, was subsequently, you know, removed as general because he had an affair with someone. So all I have to say is that I think it's time for Americans to look into the Benghazi attack and to look for justice to those patriots who died that evening so undeservedly.
Well, that was an excellent analysis of exactly what happened. The only thing I would have to add is the lie that the uprising at our facility in Benghazi was caused by an anti-Islamic video that showed in Turkey was fabricated by Sidney Blumenthal, also known as Sid Vicious, the henchman for Hillary Clinton. He thinks he's Ted Sorensen. He's actually Al Capone. This is one of the Clintons' key dirty tricksters, but we now know that entire narrative is a lie. Yes, you're absolutely right. I thank you, Carlos. It is time for justice and truth for those brave Americans who were killed in Benghazi. Hillary Clinton has even more blood on her hands, but then that is not a surprise to us. I thank you for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show. It has been my privilege to dive into the host's chair. I hope we were able to explain to you why the illegal, unconstitutional FISA warrants are the Rosetta Stone, the key thing to understand about the Obama effort to hijack the last American election, and why the Russian collusion investigation by Robert Mueller and Democrats in the Congress is meant to distract you from that scandal, a scandal that makes Watergate look like, well, a second-rate burglary. This has been the Alex Jones Show. One more time, you can get your copy of Stone's Rules, my terrific new book, at the Infowars.com store. And while you're there, take advantage of some of the extraordinary specials on our most popular products. My personal favorite, Brain Force Plus, but also Silver Bullet, the finest colloidal silver you can find on the market today, known for centuries as an antiviral and antibacterial. Or look at our First Amendment-oriented T-shirts. We need your support, as never before, to push back against the globalists and those who would censor InfoWars entirely and remove us from our position as the tip of the spear and the leader of the resistance. God bless you. God bless America. Victory or death.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.